and we either enrich ourselves and make others enslave, or make ourselves poor and liberate others. And in a highly procedural society, any form of asceticism quickly turns into the worst of vice. And clearly, there is no form of wealth that can sustain itself without an implicit or explicit form of colonialism. And the formalization becomes the death of a creature we have so much fought for. And if work was us outsourcing nature, now it is us being outsourced of our nature. When the distant landscape is most beautiful, anything in proximity becomes most ugly. And in the end, we can only give the right to a minority to become a majority and thus create a new minority. And to do something great, we ought to have one luck, and that is not to be recognized. Heroes and villains are just a product of the medium with which we decide to tell of their errands. And only the whole of us is significant, and therefore we ought to find a spiritual way to grasp it in its entirety. And an oligarch in the end can rise, making everyone believe that he or she is the representative of the new ideology. And a hero always finds his way to be a hero, even when he's stuck in the most tedious circumstances. And a free man can either be enslaved by a regime, but cannot be part of an enslaving regime, as he would escape with due time. And the more obstinate we are in not complying with the system, the more our lives is like a guerrilla. And while rich countries have their artists, poor countries have their genius rebels. And the only positive thing about a regime is that sooner or later a catastrophe will turn it apart. And only by keeping up the anarchist ideal can power be challenged, if not mutilated. And the phobia for the opposite other shouldn't exist, as right because of the other we can exist. And at last, a physical violent invasion may occur for fear of a soft ideological invasion. In the end, there is not really any great artist, but only a society putting a lot of resources behind him or her. And the main injustice is that it is only the position we have that determines the amount of credits we get and not our effort. And it is not about being an hectic nomad, but about getting a sufficient and constant movement into our soul. And while the multitude thrive imprisoned, the noble ones die. And games are only a natural simulation of the natural play that sooner or later may get us bored. And we are only free to graze in the pasture we have been allocated with for the sake of being exploited. And when the hero is victorious against the villain, the hero becomes the next villain in line. and the time change for the worst is the best solution for our spiritual good. And the novelty that the old ones have brought forward become the dogma of the youngs. And the more one develops a sense of frugality, the more one becomes the right leader. And in a most civilized society, freedom is for rent and therefore requires us to be either enslaved or enslaving. And in the end, we ought to enforce the going to nature of society, not to let it to corrupt. And with all its good liberating premises, a new technological paradigm cannot get worse in enslaving human life. And rather than a story, we ought to understand our destiny as being an epic with many different deeds. And even for the worst of scientific forecasts, there is space for a good forecast that hasn't been forecasted. And to defeat a criminal, you need a criminal that will be hailed as a hero, at least for some time. And there is no more a waste of our existence than going into details more than our existence is. And in the end, any form of speculation doesn't let our soul the rest needed in order not to get sick. And when all the premises are there, the drive that first generated it disappears. And there is no need to fight the system if we can disturb it with our stoic autonomy. And a drive with which a container is built in the end comes to define its content. And rather than criticizing a regime and claim for a better one, we shall criticize all forms of regimes. And it is the social retaliation against our romanticism that turns us more aggressive and cruel. And the right opposite to the teamwork of the guerrilla is the teamwork of stupids making a few ones rich. And for an honest man, there is nothing more bitter than dealing with a capitalist enterprise. And we ought not to forget that what turns bad in the East may turn very well in the West and mediocre in the center. And rather than being our safety, the bureaucratic state has become, in fact, our deadly prison. And victims are those who are conquered, but also those who are forced to conquer. And being too much mature in one stage makes us immature into the next. And too much focus on branding compromises in the end the possibility for any more classical undertaking. And no matter the scientific trajectory, nature will have its way. And only by renouncing power we can leave such a vacuum that spirituality can reemerge. In general, wealth it is but temporary, and yet it is the time in which all rights are silently removed, and any drastic change always leads to a fight to restore it. And from one extreme we reach the other, and we maintain both until a catastrophe comes to separate us. And by putting all the effort in consumption and little in production, we kill all the possibility to regenerate even ourselves. And when using technology, we shall only use it for what we would be humanly capable to do otherwise. As a hollow tree about to die, also our hollow history may represent the death of our society. And it is not about being anarchic, but about demonstrating the possibility of freedom in the regimental governance. And as rules are for average people, they discriminate those who are above them. And time in the end will do the checkmate that we cannot do alone against power.